Our president not long ago was talking about converting all our internal combustion engines to hydrogen, to move to a hydrogen economy. What has happened with that? Is the idea good, bad, or is it, what is it?
Well, it's interesting because if you look at his proposal, he gave that in his State of the Union address. The idea is, of course, when you burn hydrogen, you don't get greenhouse gases. You just get water vapor, which is very nice. The problem is hydrogen doesn't exist in its unburned form. Its burned form is water. So what you have to do is isolate the hydrogen. And the question is, where does the energy come from
to do that?
The hydrogen. And if you look at his proposal, well, that was going to come from burning fossil fuels. So we were going to burn fossil fuels to make hydrogen, to burn hydrogen to get water. Not a way to get energy independent, certainly, and probably not even a way to save energy. So hydrogen has some promise, but it's something that the technological hurdles there are big ones. That wouldn't be where I would be putting my immediate money. That's not where I would be doing immediately to become energy independent.
You would be going to nuclear energy.
Well, I would be going to nuclear energy, but I would also be going to burning coal and using the new technologies to sequester CO2. We have a tremendous amount of coal in this country.
Right.
We have more coal in this country than any place else in the world. So we're like the Middle East of coal. And coal has some problems, but there are ways to take the CO2 and sequester that CO2 so it doesn't get into the atmosphere.
I don't think a lot of the audience understands sequestration. I'm not sure I do. So explain it to all of us.
Okay, what happens when you burn coal is you make carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide is the bad greenhouse gas that heats up the atmosphere. And the thing is that we can take that coal and produce, as we're burning it basically, and getting CO2, we pump the CO2 generally underground into old oil wells is the place that's preferred, or sequester it into water beds underneath the ground, deep underneath the ground. And this keeps it from going up into the atmosphere. So you get the energy of the coal without the bad side effect of getting greenhouse gases and global warming.
Mm.
And this is a very logical way for us to proceed. At the moment, it's a bit more expensive than just producing electricity by burning coal and letting the CO2 into the atmosphere. But nonetheless, if you think about this as the possible costs associated with generating CO2, then it's not that big a deal.
Okay, that might be an option for the U.S., but what about the rest of the world?
Well, what's interesting, of course, is the United States is the biggest until recently. China also is now the biggest, but nonetheless, we use more energy per person than anybody else in the world. It seems to me that what would be right and proper is for us to basically try to reduce our greenhouse emissions, and the little countries that are trying to develop, we develop on the back of coal and oil.
Sure.
And they're going to need the same thing. So they're going to need to have a different way to do it. Now, we could also use our coal and sequester it and come up, we can generate hydrogen in this process. So there is a way we could actually provide the rest of the world with a non-polluting energy alternative as well. So I'd like to see the United States actually be the leading producer of carbon-free technology. It's something we certainly could do.